Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. What I have for you this morning isn't quite as exciting as all those positive numbers, but it is the business that we do, which is reviewing a wastewater treatment agreement for your consideration this morning. Agreement number, project number 81-04, agreement number 446-2. The developer in this case is Mr. David Waggle from Ocean City, Maryland, and his location is northeast of intersection Route 9 and 261. The sewer district is the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District for 96 single-family homes and one clubhouse with a pool. The service connection charges total $371,545. We have approvals from both our engineering department and DENREC. We're expecting 122 construction days with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $103,042.65. The proposed construction cost will be $686,951. The supporting motion that we propose reads as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 446-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and ADC Builders for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the agreement number 446-2 with Hopkins Pettyjohn subdivision. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Al.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Parker?
Morning. I was asked to come before the council this morning and give you a brief update as to where we are with our 911 addressing project. And I'm happy to inform you that over the next 2 weeks, we will deliver the final addresses for the county in the initial addressing process. This has been a long, drawn-out task, but we have delivered and created over 127,000 addresses in this county. I have with me this morning Donna Puzies, a supervisor from the addressing project, and Buddy Lynch is also a supervisor on the technical side. If they'd come forward, I'm sure you have probably some questions for them.
We'll try to think of some.
Won't be too hard.
The main point that we want to stress this morning is that although the initial addressing will soon be completed, the next task that we have, and probably the most difficult, will be to get the public to respond to us with their phone numbers so that we can match them with the 911 address. Without accomplishing that, what we've done so far is not going to be of a great deal of value to us or the emergency responders. So we're going to undertake some public service announcements and perhaps a concerted ad campaign to try to get the message out to folks that they've got to respond to the county with their phone numbers so that we can match them up. That's the main point I'm trying to stress this morning.
How many was your last mailing? The last job you just sent out, the final mailing, how many was that? And how long do you anticipate? I know you only get 20% back the first shot, but...
Well, we send them out as we create the addresses. It's not like we do a big mass mailing at one time.
You said you sent out the last ones.
But you got any left?
Sea Colony East, we have a few buildings in that development that are yet to be addressed and delivered. But they'll go out as one mass mailing.
I know the problem we've had with Verizon, you ship them the information they request, they bounce it back to you and say it's not accurate and all that kind of stuff. This might be a little question. When do you anticipate that Joe Thomas can say we're up and running? Because that's the final deal. That's what everybody's waiting
when
for.
When we reach the acceptable match rate for Verizon.
Think it'd be another year?
It really depends on the public.
It depends on the response we get from this upcoming campaign that we're going to undertake. We're going to do another mass mailing and try to segregate out the files that we don't have a response on and try to do another mailing to those folks. The local fire departments have offered their assistance in any way they can to help us get this information. And we may get to the point where we're knocking on doors again. I mean, this is an extremely important part of this project, and we're going to have to use every option that we have available to us.
Are you going to be putting any notice in the tax bills that are going to go out soon?
Yes, there will be notices to go out with the tax bills.
And we have had that
yes.
the last few years. But the mailing would be to the properties where we don't have this link between the phone number and the new address. So if we can identify those properties, then we'll send out cards and request that information, then forward it to Verizon. So that's the idea, that we can try to help push it along.
You're right down to one little pocket instead of you got holes all over the county where people have not got back with you. Not new construction, but
no, the new construction is not a problem because
but
they require that information before they'll provide the service.
I'm saying, is there still holes like in areas like Elmdale, Greenwood, Selville?
It's throughout the whole county where people have chosen not to respond for one reason or another. It's not a particular area, no.
Mr. Parker,
go ahead.
Could you or Ms. Pusey explain the importance of these phone numbers, why you need the phone numbers back up for the benefit of maybe the news media or somebody here doesn't understand the significance of it or why you need the phone number?
Well, the phone number goes into a database with the 911 address that we have created here. And that is then provided to the 911 system so that when that phone call comes in to the 911 center, whether or not you can speak or not, they know exactly where the building that phone call is coming from. And without that link of the address and the phone number, that simply can't happen.
Yeah, what do you do? I saw a spurt on the Discovery Channel the other night. Next 5 years, about 80% of people building homes won't put telephones in them. They're just going to use cell phones. So how's that?
Well, there's a requirement, I believe, and we have folks here from Verizon today that might be able to help answer those questions. But there's technology coming out where cell phones will be able to be located through GPS.
Eddie, what kind of, I know before it was like 38% return is where we're sitting. And
we actually had Verizon did a match run for us last week, and we were up to 54.5%.
We're gaining ground.
So we are moving in the right direction, but we still need.
We still, and even though we have our obligations, the towns are sitting out there that they have to. They're part of the game also, and if they don't come on board, because I think it's 95%, is that the match rate, or somewhere in that neighborhood do we have to be?
95% match rate.
Yeah, somewhere in that. And if the towns sit out there and don't do it, we can be 100%, and it doesn't make any difference because they're part of the picture also. Is that correct?
Correct. We need the towns support.
And we are set. I mean, I know we're working very viciously. You guys are on
a lot of towns are cooperating and helping us.
Cooperating much
yes.
better. I know Bridgeville yes. called me, and I asked them to
Greenwood
hook up with you. And Greenwood's got a couple of them got ordinances, and I told them both. I hope, you know, it's a very difficult project when you start messing with somebody, say the least. But we're getting there, that's for sure. We're a lot better than we were a couple years ago, that's for sure.
A lot better. I would like to introduce that we do have Amy McKinnon and Susie Cavazza from Verizon here for council if they do have any questions that we're unable to answer. And also the state coordinator, Terry Whittem, is present.
He's looking good back there too, Terry, isn't he? Yeah. Anybody got a question for Verizon?
I guess
Mr. Rogers, you do, yeah?
The major area then is we're pretty much done with.
We're done with the initial addressing.
Everybody's got an address
with
now.
The exception of a small portion of Sea Colony East, and that will be done in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so when that's done, we're pretty much there. And then, so with the other issues, just people responding back
Spawn.
With you so that you have objects.
Yes.
There's no other way to get it other than to have them send it back?
Records closed. You can't open it.
Well, we're going to send, as I said, we're going to do a mailing. We're going to do some public service announcements through the press. We may have to actually create an ad campaign. You know, a lot of these folks aren't here this time of the year, so we're going to have to extend this through the summer months. And
well, we do have their home addresses. I mean, we're sending them to the address on the tax.
Get
the
bill.
Yes.
Right.
And we don't have any penalty, guys, if you don't do it? There's no penalty out there?
I was just going to bring that up, Mr. Cole. We certainly did. We passed an ordinance, if I'm not mistaken, didn't we, Mr. Parker?
We have, as a part of the ordinance that was adopted, a penalty that can be imposed if they don't display their address.
Right.
When's that kick in? 18 months from the day we adopted it?
But this
end of April.
Yeah, I don't think.
We don't have any penalty for this telephone thing, right?
No.
Right. But I'll tell you, we had a meeting with the dispatchers yesterday, and it's certainly an issue out with Mr. Thomas in that area, because this has to be done for that part. I mean, it's a vicious circle, you know. And I'm not one for big taxes or anything like that, but, you know, if you mess with somebody's money, it gets their attention, because we had a problem with the private road naming, and we went out and did a program where that we would do XYZ dollars for the if they responded in so many days. I think, you know, with the tax bills coming out, that if you start, you charge an administration fee, if they don't send it back in, you'll certainly get their attention. I mean, that's just my opinion, because, you know, it's something that needs to be done, and it's not that big a deal, and you know, it has to deal with Uncle Sam, you know, getting in your mess and anything like that. We just need it to finish the project, and we have a huge areas that we need it. So
I could also use the support from the local post offices, the media, I mean, to get the word out that we need this correspondence to be accurate before we can become enhanced.
That's correct. And I do realize that you have to wait for the summer months, that, you know, for certainly the eastern part of the county, that, you know, that part is there. But I would think a lot of the new the new developments are certainly already on board.
Yeah,
and the people
new developments are not a problem.
The influxation of newcomers to the area, they're used to the numbers and all that kind of stuff. So it's
How about the signs? The county puts up and pays for some of these signs, right? And the state does some of the signs. What is the county's obligation?
We put up the private street signs.
Okay, and how long does that usually take till? How's that process go? Does somebody have to call? Or do you
if
all?
If it's new construction, we ask them if their driveway needs to be named.
Right.
They name
it. And then you'll
it,
give them a sign if they say yes.
Provide a sign.
We actually
usually
install
takes
it.
2 to 3 months. For DelDOT to have the sign made and then actually back and have it installed.
In these older subdivisions?
That's private.
It's private.
The developers or whoever, engineers
well,
are responsible.
No, I'm talking, I mean, there's all everything was a subdivision.
The state has put up a lot of subdivision signs in the past few years.
But within the little roads, because like out where I live, there's some of the little older subdivisions got signs and some didn't. Some neighbor asked why we, you know, where I lived, I actually didn't get any, and the neighboring little older subdivision got them lanes named. So I was just curious.
We typically pay for existing private or not private
I really don't
lanes,
want anybody
but
know
lanes
where I live.
Like
that's
that. Where
my neighbors kind of
want.
We all know where you live.
Well, I would hope you would after all these years. Never come to visit me though.
We got stolen oysters out of the Inland Bay place. Remember that?
Yeah.
You have any questions for anyone from Verizon or from State 911 Coordinator?
There's also representatives from the fire service here also, and Joe Thomas.
Bring them up. Been there.
We just can't stress enough to the public the importance of this information. At some point, it's going to be critical to somebody.
Well, Mr. Jones has proposed a fee of some sort. Is there? I mean, we there ought to be some kind of consensus. If you want to raise taxes in this county, that we ought to get a consensus to do it. And support you on this.
I'm not raising taxes.
Did you support? Well,
it's more of a threat to get them to do it.
It certainly worked with the private sign.
Some people would call it a tax, like Mr. Phillips would call it a new tax. But
I,
Are you proposing to do something, or are we just going to talk about it because it does it?
We got to get their attention somehow. I mean, I certainly think we talked about yesterday again about the media, the TV doing that, you know. But the tax bills aren't printed up this year. It's if we're going to make a decision, we need to do it pretty soon. If somehow we're going to do it, we're all with the publicity.
Are you waiting for Eddie to suggest something, or do you want? Is it the council's position, or Mr. Dave's, you know, position, or whose position is it maybe to get the ball rolling here?
Is there a place on the tax bill them to put their phone number?
I don't think so.
We can add that.
I mean,
we could add
that. It's the one document that they take very seriously.
Right.
And if right beside where the amount they're putting their check for is a box that says phone number required.
Local, it has to say local phone number.
And it has
required,
to be
otherwise
the
you have,
phone number
you have
at the property.
Virginia telephone number.
That's something we'll have in place for the tax bills.
Yeah, what we would like to do is identify the properties that where we don't have the phone number, or Verizon does not have the phone number attached to the address, and then send those properties cards and target those, because, you know, 55% have already done this. So
Mr. Phillips finally had a good idea. That would every year we would get an update on telephone numbers if we had just added a blank in there that said local phone number required.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep them updated, you know, and they could somehow could cross check out, or somebody could enter that into the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Or to see if something's changed.
Right.
Because when you change your phone number, there's nothing to require you to, you know, notify anybody.
I retract that suggestion.
No, it was the first time I've heard something that makes sense. I was complimenting you.
You were bored. I was impressed. You were
sensitive.
It is a good point about the fact that they may not be local numbers. I mean, not to debate
the word local required. Local phone number required.
Now, some don't have. They have the cell phone.
Thank you, Jose.
Keep up the word, guys.
See, a lot of those are long-distance cell phones that they're using.
Nobody ever wants to talk.
You want to ask him?
Terry, you want to say anything? No, you still got money, do you, Terry? Hey, that's all we know what we're worried about.
Come up here. You want to?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It's been a really
name
long
for the
process.
Name who you
do. Terry Whittem. I'm the 911 administrator for the state of Delaware. It's you've got a lot of money invested in this project, and I mean, we're seeing light in the tunnel. As you heard in the last match rate, we're up to now about 54%. I think the big thing that affects these folks is until they make a call for the services and it truly affects them on a one-on-one basis is how you're going to get the thought home. And I think it's a two-step process for us. Number one, it's definitely public education. We've got to push the issue, folks, that we can't find you unless you help us, number one. Number two is you've got to hit them where it really affects them. Particularly by, I don't want to say an idle threat, but if they don't have a good mailing address, they're not going to get their mail. If a lot of post offices would take the stance that Lewis did, and Lewis was excellent. They said, you got 6 months to change your new addresses, or we don't deliver your mail no more. That personally affects somebody with that. That drives the thought home that, in fact, you've got to get it changed or you don't get mail. Plain and simple. I think it's, a two-step process. A public education. Number two is the postal community. Whether you adopt a resolution or whatever it is and send to these post offices and say, folks, this is the law of the land. They need to change these, and we need you as a buy-in partner on this to enforce it with us. That affects people directly. That's going to drive the thought home and get your point across with that. I look forward to it. I mean, I maintain the MSAG for the state. When we get to that magic number, 95%, the 422 exchange, the 629, the 227, we can do selective routing when we hit that magic 95% range. Then we can steer the Blades calls to the Sussex County 911 Center and Seaford's calls to Seaford Center. This directly affects call steering, too,
right,
for people who dial 911. They think they're talking to Sussex County EOC when, in fact, they're talking to Seaford Police Department in that area. So we've got to get that match rate up so we can steer these calls properly and get these folks to the proper 911 centers. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Jerry.
Mr. Lang?
Morning, Donald. I have an item of old business this morning. An application for conditional use number 1722 is the application of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing four units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 17,500 square feet, more or less. The land is lying southwest of Burton Street, 550 feet northwest of Hebron Street, 110 feet southeast of Duffy Street within West Rehoboth subdivision, and being more particularly described as lots 13 and 14 in West Rehoboth subdivision. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on December 7th of 2006. Council held a public hearing on January 9th of 2007. Commission rendered a decision on January 11th, 2007. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 1722 for the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. Two multifamily dwelling structures of two units each, based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located in a GR, general residential district. Two, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact on traffic. Three, the project is consistent with Charles Mills' design of West Rehoboth to provide housing for working families of Sussex County. Through its proposed two-family units per lot and the use of leased ground, this project has been designed to promote affordable home ownership for working families. By recommending approval of this project, we are encouraging future multifamily dwelling structures, we are not encouraging future multifamily dwelling structures such as condos, townhouses, or apartments. Rather, this project is unique on its own merit by incorporating a sense of community and affordable housing for working families, which is promoted by the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. Unlike some other conditional uses or change in zonings in the surrounding area, this project should promote the historic concept and design of West Rehoboth as a community of working families rather than investors, speculators, and/or vacationers. Four, this project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, the project with the conditions recommended will appear to be two single-family residences on separate lots. Six, although this project exceeds the density recommended by the County Engineering Department, the fact that it is only four units limits the overall impact on the county's sewer system, and adding system upgrades will be the applicant's responsibility. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, only four units shall be constructed upon the property. These units shall be in the form of two separate buildings with two units in each. Two, the project shall be subject to the approval of the County Engineering Department. The applicant shall be required to design, fund, and construct any upgrades to the county sewer system that are necessary to serve the four units. Three, the project shall not exceed the county's height and setback requirements. Four, the two buildings shall be designed to resemble single-family dwellings. An example of this would be the separation of the entrances so that no two entrances are on the same side of these buildings. Five, at the time of site plan approval, the applicant shall also submit front, side, and rear elevation drawings of the buildings to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Six, the site plan shall include redesigned parking spaces to comply with county ordinances and to reduce or limit backing onto the streets from the site. And seven, a site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, And that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Any questions, Mr. Lang?
Lars, most of this stuff that is here is most of it by ordinance anyway, isn't it? I mean, like there's heights and setbacks, the backing up of the...
Well, there was several errors in the site map.
In the site map?
Dimensional errors, there were setback errors. All the parking was in the front yard, backing directly out into the street.
Right.
So that's why there were conditions. So that is pointed out directly.
Okay.
I see in the findings you say that the county engineering department, although opposed it, they don't believe that because of the size of the project, it's not going to affect the overall capacity of the district. But yet I see in the minutes, the only reference to the engineering department says that they do not support the density of 9.96 units per acre because of the overall detriment to the plant. Is there a statement within these minutes that supports that finding?
The what you have from the engineering department are direct quotes from their comments.
Okay.
That's pretty much what their comments said.
Even though those specific references may not be in these minutes, they were made during the hearing.
No, the only comments that we received were in writing, and what you see is a summation of what the county engineering department stated in their findings or their report. And if you look at number 2 in the stipulation, if the use is approved and it's found to be necessary, the applicants will be required to design, fund, and construct any upgrades necessary on that sewage, in that sewage district for that purpose.
I'll take your word for it. All I see, though, is where the engineering department is saying that they oppose it without this secondary part of the finding that says the overall impact to the system is going to be limited. But I'll take your word for it.
No, what I put in the minutes, and especially in the agency, to try to take everything out of their minutes, because especially engineering is easy because they use bold print for what they add, and it's all incorporated right into the record. They're not interpretation of what they said. It's a quote, basically.
Oh, it's a fact.
Any other questions, Mr. Lang? Being none, read the title, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the GR General Residential District for multifamily dwelling structures, 4 units. Be located in a certain parcel of land lying in being in Lewis, Rehoboth, 100, Sussex County, containing 17,500 square feet, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CU 1722 with the 7 stipulations as stated and the facts in the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1722 with the 7 conditions and the findings of facts. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. incorporating the reasoning that the planning and zoning had given, and especially number 3, where it says the project was designed to promote affordable home ownership for working families, and also about it's unique on its own merits by incorporating the sense of community. And everybody's very familiar with West Rehoboth and the pressure it's been under and what's happening around it. And the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust actually is a different type of applicant than we typically get here. And I think, again, that the planning and zoning comments there were right on the subject. And the other issue about the sewer capacity, this council has supported so many projects in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District that exceeded the engineering department's recommendations, that this project with just 1 or 2, you know, additional units is nowhere near going to have any of the impacts that other projects in the C1 district has had on the sewer district. So I can't imagine that this would have any effect, even though it does exceed. And admit that it does have an impact, but I think the impact's going to be so small that it won't have an effect long term, as other things will have. So my vote's yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on record recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the record recommendation of P&Z and the affordable home ownership for the working class families in the West Rehoboth that's been strived for by a long time. And you get to see Maple as a developer, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
New title.
Oh, new title. Maple, how's it feel to be on the other side for a while?
I'm on edge.
Well, I'm glad. I'll just talk about it. I'm glad Mr. Cole did acknowledge the sword, George. I appreciate you not being hypocritical. That you did say that, and
me being hypocritical.
I really am glad you see you're coming around with high density in the downtown area, because I think the land trust and I think the density should be in that area.
But the sword. Capacity's not there.
That's because we cheapened out in the beginning. When we were, West Rehoboth was the that's my personal opinion. But we're letting the developer pay for their expansion, and that's what they should do. Mabel, good luck, and I hope you bring another project in, because West Rehoboth needs to be rebuilt. My vote is yes.
My vote will be yes, with the 7 stipulations, and let the record show that it was a unanimous decision for a high-density project. Motion carried.
Now go wash your hands, baby.
What a twist.
Patty?
What a twist.
Good morning.
Hey, Patty.